Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Friday. It is time for second of two Behind the Badge conversations we have for you each Friday morning. And of course, this time around, we're joined by our friends over at the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office. Joining us today is Deputy Alex Volm. We are going to talk about the new body cam program with the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office. Body cams, of course, not necessarily a new thing in law enforcement, but they are fairly new with the sheriff's office, and we are going to learn more about the background behind adding them with the sheriff's office and more about their use and what they're used for and different topics like that with Deputy Volm here this morning. Deputy Volm, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. We appreciate you taking some time to chat with us. We spoke with Sheriff Waldschmidt last week about a number of different topics, but he talked about use of force and body cams, and he had mentioned that the body cam and video recording policy for the sheriff's office was on the website, and this is kind of a follow-up to what he had talked about with that. As I mentioned before, body cams not necessarily new in law enforcement in general, but with the sheriff's office, it is fairly new, if I'm not mistaken. So why don't you take us through kind of the background of adding these to the sheriff's office, and where do we stand today as we're talking here with their use with the sheriff's office?
Sure. Yeah. So we, myself, along with Sergeant Wagner, we were kind of given this assignment last summer to kind of do some research on different companies, what their capabilities were, and what they could all do with body cams. And we ultimately settled and did a trial period with Axon body worn camera system, as well as their fleet or their in squad camera system. We worked with them last year, did a trial period. Obviously, we had a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff with IT and, you know, everything else we had to work out. And we got our budget approved, and we ended up purchasing, and we just finished implementing our patrol side of the body-worn camera program, which was 62 body-worn cameras, along with an additional 19 cameras inside of the squad cars. So there was a lot that went into that, and myself and Sergeant Wagner, we learned a lot just going through that implementation. So now every single deputy that's out there on the road, they are using and collecting and capturing body-worn camera footage every day throughout their shift.
When you're searching for a body cam provider, what did you have to look for? Obviously, you don't want to just go with any provider. There probably has to be some sort of, you know, needs and wants with it. What was that process like, kind of doing that research? And when you talked about learning different things about body cams and how they work, what specifically did you take away from that research process you had to do?
Yeah, so one of the, probably our biggest concerns with doing a body-worn camera system is just the amount of data and the amount of storage that you are collecting and that you have to maintain statutorily for a period of time. With our old system, we had actual physical servers here that we ourselves maintained. In looking at some of the different systems and companies and what they offered, there were a number of systems that offered cloud-based servers. So basically, they were servers that the companies would maintain. They would maintain the storage. We would basically just purchase storage through them. And in working with our IT department here at the county, that was probably one of our biggest considerations we looked at when going into this program, just because it's just so much data that you're collecting and that you have to hold on to. So that was, you know, one of the things that I learned a lot about. I don't have necessarily a background or a degree in IT, but worked with our IT department, and I definitely learned a lot about that stuff during this process.
And being a member of law enforcement, you've probably, you know, you've heard about other departments, you know, across the state, across the nation, you know, using them and wearing them, and you see all the stuff on, you know, maybe some like a cop show on TV or even on the news with body cam footage. From a law enforcement member's perspective, just kind of with how you go about your day-to-day business, what did you learn? What were some misconceptions maybe you had that, you know, you found out weren't necessarily the case when going through this kind of selection process and selecting this system to implement?
Yeah, so we talked to a lot of agencies out there that had already had body-worn camera programs in place, some that were through Axon, which is the company we ended up going through. And we wanted to keep an open mind going through this. We didn't want to just initially settle right away on one of them. But yeah, we reached out and just said, hey, what do you guys like about your system and what don't you like? And again, a big thing of that was the storage. A big thing too for us was just customer service. I mean, things break and we have questions. So, if you're dealing with some of these larger companies, sometimes it can be hard to get, a response, or response times can be delayed. Going through this, everything we heard about Axon was great, and that they've been so far for us a very responsive company, helpful to any questions that come up. We have implemented in, hey, what if one of these things breaks? That was also just, maybe a minor concern, but something we had to take into consideration too. So yeah, we reached out and we used our resources for a lot of our neighboring agencies and counties that already had some programs, and they were a big help throughout this.
We're talking with Deputy Alex Vollen with the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office, talking about the Axon squad cameras and the body cameras through Axon as well with the Sheriff's Office. And like I mentioned before, there are people out there listening to this conversation here this morning probably have seen body camera footage. We've seen it obviously with the major headlines in the news with policing lately, whether it be good or whether it be bad. Just from a basic sense of the word, what does this mean for the Sheriff's Office going forward now having this technology? And can you give some examples as to why it's an important resource for the Sheriff's Office to have in the squad car and on the person too?
Yeah, definitely. I really think, if you think about it, the biggest word we could think of is transparency. We're not doing anything out there that we necessarily want to hide from people. It just helps the deputies when they're either on a call or just dealing with the general public or having a conversation to capture that. It helps them for report writing. It can also just help to show really the exact circumstances of an event and how that happened. Majority of our deputies so far have been very receptive of having body cams. I mean, I think that's kind of what a lot of people have seen in the news. We know kind of what the world is coming to, and if it's not sometimes on video, well, did this really happen or not? The guys, transparency was a big thing, and it's just, hey, it's not like this isn't going to change your tactics or anything at all. We're just collecting what you're doing on a more regular basis. So yeah, everybody's been pretty open to it. None of the deputies have really tried to give much pushback on that, so it's been very, very receptive here on our end.
And it's used pretty much in every situation, right? It's not an optional thing. You guys are probably required to put on your body cam at every interaction with someone in the public, right?
So the general term, and obviously our policy's out there and anybody can have access to it, but the general term that we use when we talk to the guys is we say, hey, anytime you're doing anything that you think is investigative in nature, you should have your body camera on. For instance, if a guy is out, maybe he's getting something from Quick Trip or he's, picking up a soda or whatnot, we don't expect him to have his body camera on the whole time he's out of the squad car, but it's kind of finding a balance in between that. And the system does have built into it times where it will automatically trigger that body camera to start. So a lot of that's built into the system also.
Right. So you talk about investigative in nature, like a traffic stop, or maybe if there's a crash or some sort of unruly subject, disorderly conduct, all those different examples, but kind of the more mundane things you don't necessarily need to keep that for a seven-year period, right?
right. Yeah, anytime, a traffic stop, you have your body camera, it should be on. It should automatically be turning on, but if a guy is, say, he's just in his squad car writing a report, or maybe even if a citizen comes up to ask him directions, that's something that might not initially be captured. There's a balance in between there.
And with the squad car cameras, I don't want to overlook those too. Are those very similar to the body cams? Are they activated in a different method? Are they used in a different method? Why is that an important tool for the Sheriff's Office?
They're very similar. The squad cameras will turn on. One of our triggers we have built in is with the lights. So if you turn the emergency lights on, that's going to be capturing your squad cam footage. They're different because when a deputy has his body cam on and he's in the squad car, it's not really capturing anything above the steering wheel. just with the way they're positioned. So that way the squad camera really captures you as you're in your car driving, and then pretty much as you get out of your car to then go make contact, maybe it's in somebody's house or on a traffic stop, that's when that body-worn camera then really becomes important. We also have, within the squad camera setup, we have a rear camera, so we can see what prisoners are doing as we're transporting them. So that's important too, because we're responsible for that person, so we need to make sure that they're okay when they're in our custody.
Lastly, from kind of like the public's perspective, maybe somebody out there is listening to this conversation and they wonder, you know, okay, what does this mean for the general public? Is there something that having body cams, having squad car cams means for the general public and how the sheriff's office serves them on a day-to-day basis?
Sure. I guess, you know, I would, Spencer, go back to the, you know, the term transparency. We're not doing anything here that we are trying to hide from people. It's just really making us more transparent as an agency and just letting the public know, hey, like our deputies know they're recording these conversations. So just let the general public know that, hey, this interaction you might have with this deputy, that's going to be captured on body camera. And it's for everybody's benefit, because that just helps paint the exact picture of how that interaction really occurred.
Very cool. Deputy Alex Volm, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.